Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So I love seeing when groups come together, especially when the cause is to take on corporate America. Take on the criminals at the very top of our corporate structure. You know, the big ones, the monopolistic types, the Amazons, the Googles, the behemoths. I love the David Goliath stories, especially when David's taken down Amazon and those folks. And as I understand, this week, a new group organized in New York City, a new statewide coalition of groups under the heading of New Yorkers for a Fair Economy. On their goal to hold corporate America accountable. And here to talk about this new coalition and what the aims and the goals are, I've asked my good friend Pat Garofalo to come talk with us. Pat is the author of The Billionaire Boondoggle, How Our Politicians Let Corporations and Bigwigs Steal Our Money and Jobs. He's also the director of state and local policy for American Economic Liberties Project. Pat, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, thanks so much. It's always great to be here.
So this is good news. Good news. Finally, somebody going to do something to take on corporate America.
I hope so. Yeah, it's a really great group of small and medium-sized businesses, labor unions, including the Teamsters and the RWDSU, New York-based organizations like Align and New York Communities for Change, and a few national organizations like my own shop, the American Economic Liberties Project, and the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. And the goal is to take on corporate power in New York State. And step one is to pass a bill called the 21st Century Antitrust Act, which actually passed the state Senate last session in June. And when the new legislative session starts in January, we want to take another run at it, make sure it gets through not just the Senate, not just the Assembly, but gets on the governor's desk and that she signs it.
Yeah. And look, at the end of the day, you know, I've been talking for a long time of going, you know, who's the next Teddy Roosevelt? Who's the one who's going to be the trust buster and come break up some of these monopolies like Amazon? And, you know, this is how it starts, right?
Absolutely. And this is actually an outgrowth of the Amazon HQ2 movement in New York, which was a huge win for the community there to look at a deal that was going to cost them hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars to get a new Amazon facility. And the community rose up and the elected leaders there and they said, no, we're not going to do this. And so that's really where this started. But it's totally clear that antitrust law is not functioning the way it should be. If it were, we wouldn't have Facebook and Amazon and Google in their current form. And two, that states have a lot of power here. And while they're messing around in Washington and, you know, sometimes talking about doing antitrust reform, sometimes not, the states can step up and do it themselves. And if this bill were to actually get through, and I should shout out its sponsors, Senator Mike Gianaris in the state Senate and Assemblyman Dinowitz in the New York State Assembly, if they actually get this done, it would be the most important antitrust reform in a generation. It's a huge, huge deal.
No, and stuff I hope New Yorkers get around, because if you can stop it there, maybe it spreads to other parts of the country and we begin holding corporate power in check. Because look, I mean, I look at a company like Amazon, the outweighed power that they have in our economy is not good. You know, if you're a capitalist, and I have a lot of friends who they're dyed-in-the-wool capitalists, monopolies are the end of capitalism. So if you really want to believe in your core principles, you got to take on monopolistic threats.
Absolutely. And I mean, to your first point, that's already happening. The California Assembly passed a resolution to study this New York bill, to have their law commission study it to see if it would be appropriate for California. I think it would be, and they should absolutely do it. And that's the idea, is for New York to set a standard here for other states, for the federal government to really come out and say, we're not going to take this anymore. We don't have to. And to your second point, you're absolutely right. Antitrust law used to be the thing that kept corporations in check. But over the last 50, 60 years, we've allowed it to win. Wither on the vine. We've allowed a lot of bad court precedent to just lie around, a lot of corporate judges to decide that big is great and, you know, efficiencies that lead to layoffs are good for somebody. And so we've wound up in the space where we are today. And that's what this New York bill is trying to fix.
Yeah. No, again, you hit on something I think is important, because I have a lot of friends who go, you know, Amazon just does it really, really well. And if you can't compete, you get eaten up. And, you know, Amazon's success is because they do something so well. And look, they do anti-competitive things very well. They're very good at gaming the system. They're very good at crushing the mom and pops. And if we want to have an economy where mom and pops got a chance, I think you do have to have some rules in place to take on this massive power. I just don't know where else you go with that.
Yeah, 100%. This Amazon is not competing fairly. They own the platform and compete on it. It's you know, the team that's playing in the game also having the umpire on their side. They're allowed to do whatever they want in their marketplace, rank their stuff first, push small businesses down in the rankings for no reason. They've had their distribution system built out by state and local taxpayers to the tune of $4 billion. And yes, you heard that right, $4 billion in state and local taxpayer funds have gone into Amazon's warehousing and distribution network, and then they use that publicly built network as a cudgel against small businesses to extract fees. So this is not fair competition on Amazon's part. And this is what the bill is setting out to change. Because right now, antitrust law as it stands, you can't really take on Amazon. Folks are trying. Carl Racine, the Washington, D.C. Attorney General, has launched a really innovative lawsuit against Amazon. And I hope it goes well. And I think their argument is solid. But it's pretty clear to me that Amazon shouldn't exist in its current form. And if antitrust law was actually up to snuff, it wouldn't.
And what would that look like? Because you know, I've got friends who, you know, they're like, well, you know, it's so easy, it's convenient, you know, this is the wave of the future. You know, we're gonna have, you know, these giant corporations give us the things that we need. How do you break this up? I mean, how do you go and undo what has been done over these years?
Well, look, for one thing, the dirty secret at the heart of Amazon is that its retail platform is subsidized by everything else, right? So you don't need to have Amazon Web Services and Amazon TV and Amazon Film attached to the retail plat to the online retail platform, right? Like, there's no connection between those things other than the fact that this giant corporation owns them all. But the other thing is that Amazon built a really great retail platform. That's fine. That doesn't mean they then get to use all of the information that they glean from that platform to compete against the other companies and the small businesses and the small mom and pop retailers that are on there, because that's what they do, right? They watch, they mine everyone's data, they see what's going really well, and then they steal it and counterfeit it and copy it and bury the people who actually had the good idea. And I think that's actually a really important point. Monopolies kill innovation. Monopolies are terrible for having new ideas and new products come forward, because if you're not actually having to compete, then you get lazy and you don't continue to create new things. And a company like Amazon doesn't actually have to do that.
That's an excellent point. But, you know, I get people who all the time who go like, you know, but, you know, they're innovating. They're doing things better. They're customer focused. Listen to Jeff Bezos. He'll tell you how customer focused they are. I order something on my phone and it's on the porch. Why would you want to disrupt that? Why do you want to ruin my shopping experience, Pat?
And I don't think that has to go away, right? Like, there's something to be said for providing that service. But again, that doesn't have to be attached to a massive web services company, a massive movie making company, a massive, you know, home gadgets company. And the way that they leverage all those other things to unfairly compete on the retail platform is a real problem.
Now, obviously, Amazon is the big, you know, behemoth in the room, but you're also looking at, you know, like Facebook and Walmart and Apple and Google and all of these other giant corporations who have been allowed to grow, you know, incredibly large over the last couple of decades. How do you unravel that?
I think just by doing it, right? Like, if you look at Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, you can spin those off, and the whole thing would probably even be more valuable. And that's actually a point I need to circle back to Amazon for a second, because one really innovative thing that the New York bill does is that it puts workers back into the heart of antitrust law. And what I mean by that is that technically, under antitrust law, using your power to abuse workers to force restrictive contracts on them, like non-competes or no poaches, or to use your power to lower wages across a labor market is illegal, but it never, ever, ever, ever gets prosecuted. This bill in New York explicitly says that if you are a dominant employer, meaning that you have 30% of the labor market in a particular commuting area, you A, can't use any of those restrictive contracts. You can't use non-competes. You can't make no-poach agreements. You can't use non-disclosure agreements. You can't do the sort of things that really, really harm workers, but that you are explicitly open to antitrust scrutiny. Because again, we're talking about Amazon here, right? And we're focusing all on the consumer side. Oh, they're cheaper, they're fast. There's a real worker harm issue here, right? I'm sure you've talked about over and over the horror stories that come out of these warehouses. Part of the reason they're able to do things so fast is because they're putting that on the backs of overworked, abused warehouse workers who can't even go to the bathroom, right? So this bill puts into law that you can't do those sorts of things too.
No, that's fabulous. And these are the things that we, these are the kind of policies and the kind of laws that we need in place. to protect workers and consumers. So how do we help move this along, and how do we get this in other states?
Yeah, if you are in New York, if you are a New Yorker, contact your assembly member. As I said, last session it passed the state Senate, didn't get through the state assembly. A lot of that, I think, was just timing. It passed the state Senate at the 11th and a half hour. I think there were 2 days left in the session when it passed. So get on the phone with your folks in the assembly, tell them that this is important and that it needs to be on the radar and that it needs to happen. And if you're in other states, call up your state senator, call up your state rep. You know, they're not used to hearing from people. A few phone calls to someone who works in a state house can make a huge, huge, huge difference. Tell them to look at this bill. Tell them they need to do something about corporate power. Tell them that this is a real reform. And look, one of the things we hear about this all the time is that it's like radical, wacky, you know, left-wing, crazy stuff. No one knows what this is. It's going to be horrible. The whole economy is going to be down. This is a standard that this New York bill sets that exists in lots of other places in the world. It exists across Europe. It's in Israel. It's not like some wacky, crazy thing. It's just better than what we have allowed American antitrust law to become, which is pretty much worthless.
Right. You bring up that you're being accused of being a left, wacky, liberal, kind of whatever. Conservatives should tie on to this as well, because if you really are a capitalist, monopolies are the last thing you want in a capitalist system. Because as you said, you know, if you have a behemoth in the room, they're gonna stifle all innovation, stifle all competition. And that's supposedly what I'm told by my conservative friends that they believe in. A core tenet of their ideology is that competition that's being snuffed out.
100%. That's why the coalition is called New Yorkers for a Fair Economy. This isn't about, you know, trying to rig the rules in any one particular direction. It's about trying to set a playing field so that the small business with a great idea can actually compete and doesn't get stuffed by a giant gatekeeper like Apple or like Google or like Facebook. The number of stories that we hear every day from folks who have good ideas and have great small companies, but literally cannot access customers or markets because they've run into one of these big four or five tech firms. It happens all the time. We hear it every day.
Yeah, isn't that kind of what Facebook, you know, did with that, whatever that robotic video that Zuckerberg did recently talking about Meta, how they're going to break up. It's no longer going to be just about Facebook. Aren't they kind of already doing what you're talking about and spinning off kind of, or am I missing what the Meta plan was?
I'm not sure anybody really understands what the Meta plan was, but you bring up an important point. Breaking up companies, again, it's one of those things that, like, you talk about it, and because of a concerted effort amongst mostly conservatives, but honestly some liberals too, breaking up companies sounds like wacky and never is and can't be done, and won't that be terrible? Companies have been broken up all the time. Companies break themselves up all the time. General Electric just broke itself up.
Right.
We broke up Ma Bell. We put a ton of antitrust rules onto Microsoft. The only reason Google exists is because of the big antitrust ruling against Microsoft back in the 1990s. This is done all the time. Historically, America has actually been pretty good on antitrust and on ensuring that there isn't a giant behemoth dominating every market. It's only been in the last 50, 60 years that we've gotten away from that. And so bills like the 21st Century Antitrust Act will bring that spirit back.
Yeah, I mean, I forgot all about Microsoft. They were the dominant, you know, everything on every computer sold. And because of the antitrust laws, now there is that competition. And you're right, it did spur innovation and new entrants into the game, so to speak. And it actually was a good thing. And I remember living through Ma Bell being broken up. I remember party lines, and I remember, you know, paying through the nose for long distance. Now you don't get a long distance bill anymore. Mm-hmm. So technology did. This sounds like a great idea. If we can do that.
Absolutely. I mean, again, we were talking about Facebook, right? There's no reason that you can't spin WhatsApp and Instagram off. Those mergers never should have been allowed in the first place. And if you get more competition in that space, you will see a better product, I think. Part of the reason that Facebook is what it is, the disgusting, you know, awful disinformation, you know, conspiracy theory machine, is because there's really no one else in that space. And anyone that does pop up, they just gobble up and either, you know, put into the board or shut down.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a point where I get to where I wish we would stop giving these big companies money. You said that, you know, we've given Amazon, what, $4.5 billion?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what happened to, you know, businesses making decisions based on location and on business needs and on their vision, not how deep they can jam their hand into our pockets?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you and I have talked about this a lot, and this is what I wrote about in the book, right? At this over the same sort of 50, 60-year time frame where antitrust law was just put on the shelf and allowed to collect a bunch of dust, corporations and corporate leaders, and honestly, too many elected officials told this story about the best way to develop a local economy is to throw a bunch of money at a big corporation and hope it comes to town and do good things, when in actuality, it's completely the opposite, right? And you know that, and I'm sure most of your listeners know that. Build it up from the bottom, support people. People make a place a great place to live and to do business, and then the jobs and the companies and the small businesses and the entrepreneurship will follow. But we've been sold a bill of goods for 60 years that you have to do it the other way. You have to do it top down, and it's nonsense.
Yeah, you know, I've said for years, I would love to see the federal government get involved and in breaking up these big behemoths. And you know, whenever companies do the kind of things like Amazon, where they get huge amounts of state tax dollars, I wish the feds would have a mechanism to claw some of that back, because this beggar thy neighbor economic development that we see that's created these behemoths. That's a big part of this as well. I mean, there's so much that has to be undone. It seems like such a daunting task.
Yeah, and you know what, honestly, I think we've talked about this before. The federal government could come in tomorrow and say that, you know, state and local corporate subsidies are functionally illegal. I don't think that's going to happen. But a far more promising effort, I think, is states banding together to say, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. A few years ago, Kansas and Missouri got together and said, hey, we're going to stop poaching companies from each other with tax breaks because this is getting ridiculous. You literally had companies moving
Across the
across the state
street.
line, and exactly, in the Kansas City metro area, back and forth, collecting all these subsidies. So they finally made a pact to knock that off. There's another effort to take that idea national. I think it's really important.
No, that's what we knew. The bill is the 21st Century Antitrust Act. We'll make sure we get links out on social media how people can take a look at it. And if you're in New York, make sure you contact your senators or your assembly people and say we need to move this forward. It'd be a great first step. Pat, I appreciate the time. As always, look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Likewise, thanks so much for having me.
Good stuff, our good friend Pat Garofalo. Again, the book, you got to get the book. That's first. The billionaire boondoggle, how our politicians let corporations and bigwigs steal our money and jobs. And also, again, the 21st Century Antitrust Act. Make sure you're pushing that. Let's take a quick break right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.